It's Arts Spotlight and a new concert series this summer taking place in June, July, and August with the Delphi Opera House and WBAA. Joining me is Sarah Brosman. Hi.
Hi.
And our development director, Rachel Lattimore. Hi.
Hello.
So it's three concert series, and I know that it's different genres. How did this come about?
I know that Rachel attended one of our shows at the Opera House, I believe late last spring, and it was a Nashville Songwriters Night, and we were in discussion after the show about how much we liked that show, and what we liked about it was getting the backstory of artists, and so we had that shared desire to find out more about particular artists up and coming.
And I think the great thing about the Delphi Opera House is the intimacy of the room and the way people connect to each other. So it really is a great partnership to bring people together and enjoy something that is really very special.
And I know that I've talked to different artists from classical. I know there was a sort of oboe quartet, and there's been sort of classical works that have come through. I've talked to John McEwen, who does, you know, incredible folk and rock sort of things. And there have been incredible jazz acts that have come through. So this is music that is representative of WBAA, but also things that sort of happen at the Opera House. This must be nice to sort of have over the summer, because it's not always the busiest time of year for the Opera House, I imagine.
Right. This is our first summer that we've actually offered a concert series. Our season typically ends in May, and we take a little reprieve in the summer. But because the opportunity became available to us and the offer to partner this summer for a concert series with WBAA, we thought, what a perfect way to spend a few afternoons in the summer by, really listening and enjoying and finding out about particular genres of music.
And the great thing about this, too, is that having our personalities host, we've got three separate concerts and then three individuals. John, you'll be there with the first concert, Eleanor. There'll be a little bit more give and take and interaction with the particular artist that's performing that evening.
The first concert is this Saturday at 7, and we're looking forward to Eleanor Fry, who currently is in Canada, but plays around the world and has done all sorts of scholarship in Italy and has her own editions of music, but has commissioned a new cello and new music for it. So we're going to hear a little bit of everything over 500 years, and indeed we'll tape an episode of What's New that will air in September for this. Again, it's Saturday night at 7. And then we head to folk music, which I imagine is fairly popular in this area.
It is fairly popular, and that seems when we first started and opened the Opera House, we had our first season was pretty well peppered with a lot of folk and Americana and bluegrass, and that does seem to be a real draw for our patrons in the area. And so we're excited about that, and that will be Twin Fiddlers, and we have Mike Barnett and Alex Hargraves performing for that show, and that is July 21st.
Yeah, Greg Kostraba will be there with that, interacting with listeners. It's a new concert series at the Delphi Opera House, June, July, August. August heats up, and there's lots of jazz that's going to be featured, isn't there?
Yes. On August 4th will be the Gensicola Quartet, and that will be great because the person that will be kind of hosting that and interacting with Jen will be our Jazz Cornucopia host, John Zimbrick.
And I know he's really excited that it's Indiana jazz, that it's something that the performer, just lives outside of Indianapolis and performs again across the country. But it's kind of nice to be in this intimate set. I know that there have been all sorts of acts that have come through, and there have been wonderful theater sort of presentations, a talent show, mm-hmm. plays that go through. It's got to be fun that this space not only serves concerts, but folks get married here and all sorts of things that happen.
It is. It's an everything sort of play. And it is an opera house. It's kind of a home to a lot of people as well. And we love to kind of present it as that way. It's ornate and lovely, but at the same time, it has that intimate feel to it where you can feel so connected, as if you're in the audience and you can see the performer on the stage and the performers say the very same thing. It's just a great little space that just has wonderful ambiance.
I know that WBAA has been engaging a lot, whether it's been Mug Stops or Thank You Fest. This is another way for listeners to meet hosts, jazz, classical, and folk, and at the same time enjoy a concert, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the great thing is, listeners and donors to the station love to engage with the station, but it's a way to partner with local people in our community. And so we both get a chance to benefit by sharing and connecting and making a great experience for the people who live locally. Mm-hmm. And if you've not been to the Delphi Opera House, I know when I moved back last summer, it was one of the first things that was on my to-do list was to get over there. And I think not only do I love the intimacy of the environment, but the chairs and the seating is very comfortable, so that if you're with a large group, you can kind of move your seat around. You can hear what's going on. There are breaks so you can actually mingle with other people. It's almost like this level of camaraderie that goes on between the people that are attending a concert or an event there.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very true. And we find that with our patrons who come faithfully to our shows, and we're always bringing new people to the house. And I think it is because of the ambiance, the very nature of the space, and that we're not pigeonholed to any particular type of music. We really like to have a broad offering. And what we love about this WBAA partnership is that we're getting the opportunity to see these artists kind of up close and personal. And so not only do we really get to hear the music of artists who were suggested to us by the host here at WBAA, but we get to find out that background information. And I think that's something we all want to know. When we are connected to an artist and their music, we want to know more about them.
That sort of great NPR style in-depth, whether it's a concert, an artist, or news and information. My guests are Sarah Brosman. It's so good to see you. Rachel Lattimore, my colleague here at WBAA. Where can folks find out more about this? And is there a way, if you wanted to go to all three concerts, is that something that you can do? Or is it just pick one?
You can pick one. You can come to all. And if you choose to come to all, there is a series discount, if you will. And so to purchase tickets or to find out more information about tickets and the series, first of all, you can go to our webpage, DelphiOperaHouse.org, or just give us a call at the box office, 765-564-4300.
They're coming up on Saturday, June 2nd, July 21st, and August 4th, all at 7 o'clock at the Delphi Opera House. We're looking so forward to this and even more broadcasts, and I hope you'll come back.
Thank you so much, John and Rachel.
Thank you.
For WBAA, I'm John Clare.